If you were in a crowd, or a crowd, and a man or a woman behaved in the way that Jairus did, how would you feel? How would you feel about it? Would you feel sad for the person who were in such a state? Or would you be a wee bit embarrassed? Oh, here, let me get out of here. This is no right. People don't behave like that. But this man threw caution to the wind. His reputation, it didn't matter to him. What did his friends think about it? He didn't care. Only one thing mattered. He had a problem, a serious problem, and he was going to Jesus. There's a lesson there for us all, isn't there? We've got a problem. Don't leave Jesus to the last resort. He believed. I don't know why he believed, but he believed that Jesus could heal. Probably by his reputation. Did he believe in Jesus? Remember, your people watching, you think these things out for yourself. You know? Do we freeze for doing things for Jesus or with Jesus because we're worried what people think? He just threw caution to the wind. And the remarkable thing was, it says quite clearly in verse 24 of chapter 5, Jesus went with them. There's no sign there was a conversation going on here. Jesus didn't ask, well, what's wrong? He probably did. Use your imagination. He didn't even say, yeah, sure, I'll come. Just says, yeah, he went. But don't get that side of the story. How would Jairus have felt at that point? He believed that Jesus was the answer to his problem, and Jesus went. Jesus agreed to go. He must have felt good. He must have had a sense of relief. Get something else to try. Something that will work. And the relief. So they're on their way. And we find out it didn't get there quite as quick as he thought. Verse 25. Now a woman suffering from bleeding for 12 years had endured much under many doctors. She had spent everything she had and was not helped at all. On the contrary, she became worse. Jesus is getting around. This is somebody else that's heard about Jesus. Having heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothing. For she said, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. Who did she say that to? Or did you maybe just think it in her heart? Did she just say to herself, if I just touch his clothes? How did she know? Instantly, her flow of blood ceased, and she sensed in her body that she was healed of her affliction. At once, Jesus realized in himself that power had gone out from him, and he turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Now, the disciples were just like me. They turned around and they said to Jesus, look, you see the crowd pressing against you, and yet you ask, who touched me? Well, a lot of people were touching Jesus. But he was looking around to see who had done this. The woman, with fear and trembling, knowing that what had happened to her, she came and she fell down before him. Oh, she fell down as well. Jesus has that effect on people. And told him the whole truth. Daughter, he said to her, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed from your affliction. It's a great story, that. It really is a great story. You're still watching because you're in the crowd and you're seeing something else play out in front of you. Jairus is quite happy. He's getting Jesus to go with him. And while that's happening, this woman comes up. Now, had a wee look in to see what this issue of blood was, and I'm not going into any gory detail, but apparently I've discovered there was at least 11 cures for this possible, and none of them were very successful. And maybe the reason is, I'm just going to tell you what one of them was. Maybe this will give you a clue why it wasn't successful. When the person who was ill carried the ashes of an ostrich egg in a linen pouch in the summer and in a cotton one in the winter. That was a cure. I was one of the cures. Quite remarkable. Some of them are maybe not as funny. I thought to myself, you know, I could laugh at that, but you know, when people are in such a bad state, will they not try anything? We can sit here because we've got the NHS and all the rest of it, but the crowd that we're in, that didn't exist, folks. And she was desperate. 12 years, that's a long time to be ill. And not only that, there was a religious problem too, because according to the law, she wasn't welcome at the worship. She was unclean. So she had a real, real desire for something to be done. And she had heard about Jesus as well. You know, she said, if I just touch his clothes, I'm still fascinated, who did she tell? I think she was speaking to her heart, weren't you? Speaking to herself. She was really, well, she was desperate, yes, but the desperation here was to get to Jesus, because she knew when she got there, she was going to be all right. But Jesus knew that unlike the rest of the crowd that was probably bumping into him, that somebody had touched him in a very special way and took power and the power to heal. And Jesus was aware of that when that happened. And over the years, and I mean, these are two of my favourite people in the Bible. Over the years, I've thought about how do we touch Jesus like that? And we don't just be like in the crowd bumping into him. I find it a real challenge, you know. And I think the clue is in the woman saying to herself, if I just touch his clothes. Because what she was really doing was, she was saying a silent prayer. And God knew what was in her heart. And I think we can touch God. We can touch the Lord in a very special way, with fervent, sincere, earnest prayer for whatever you want, as an individual, as a family, as a church. I think we can touch God in a very special way if we are all sincerely seeking, the way Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood did. They were absolutely no doubt that he was the answer. When we pray, are we got absolutely no doubt that Jesus is the answer? A rhetorical question, but ask yourself. He knew who touched me. Did Jesus not really know who had touched him? I don't know the answer to that. But I think there's every likelihood that what Jesus really wanted was for this person, this woman, to own up, to confess what Jesus had done by showing herself. She could have sneaked away, couldn't she? It was a big crowd. She could just have, you know. Has God done something for you that you've never told anybody because you just sneaked away? You didn't think it was relevant enough? She didn't want to be highlighted, but she confessed that she was the one. And I want you to look at verse 34, because I got stopped in this verse when I was preparing this. I'll read it in this Bible, but your Bible will probably not say what I'm just about to read. In verse 34, this is the words of Jesus. Daughter, he said to her, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed from your affliction. And I was fascinated by that because, you see, I've got a New Testament Bible in the house. I've got 8 different translations. And I looked this verse up. Quite handy when you've got 8 together. You don't need to go through the whole library, you know. But you looked at this verse, and none of them say what my Bible says. None of them say, your faith has saved you. Most of them say, your faith has made you well. And I'm stopping at this, and I'm saying, why is my Bible different from these other 8? And you know, and I can stretch my imagination, folks, and I can say, but maybe the translators are making the way saved you from your affliction. That would fit. But the thing that stopped me was the word daughter. He's a member of Jesus' family. Well, the word daughter in those days could be used as a sort of familiar, friendly greeting. But when Jesus, was a member of the first miracle, changing water into wine, spoke to his mother, woman, didn't sound quite as, but apparently that was a term of respect and honour. But I don't know. My Bible, which is probably one of the more recent versions of the Bible to come out, it's got saved. She got a story to tell. Did Jesus know something else about her? Did she get saved eventually? I hate to think so. I'm in the crowd. I'm just making the story up as I go along. Join me. But she, 12 years of suffering, folks. How much gratitude do you think was in her heart? I like to think saves the good word. I like that translation. I'm going to keep that translation. You know, they've all got good strengths and weaknesses, but it's nice. It's nice to think that even when Jesus called her daughter, Jesus was seeing into the future, that she was going to become a part of the family. Isn't that nice? This is what you do when you people watch. You make the stories up as you go along. But it's nice. It's nice. So we read on. Where did we get to? Go in peace. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.